Shore's Morning News continues. I'm Rob Hackelow with the morning team. Beth Foster is off today. Time now to check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over at Axe Smart IT in Wareham. He joins us every week at this time. David, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Rob.
All right, so here we are. Topic today about Google. Google allowing tracking of all your devices and providing your digital fingerprints to partners and advertisers. Okay, so what's this announcement all about?
Yeah, so once again, for our privacy, we're up against another fight with the big guys. Google has decided that they're going to allow fingerprinting of our web access and share that data with their advertisers and partners, which means that they'll be able to target us with their ads at will. And we have no way to opt out of this.
No way to get out. Okay, because with a lot of these things, we talk about a way to opt out, but there is no way here?
At this point in time, you can't opt out, but we do have in the article here some ways to help protect yourself from this. Otherwise, you're just going to get inundated with more ads than you've ever seen, I think.
Wow. Okay. So explain how this will happen.
Okay. So in 2 days, January 16th, they're going to allow fingerprinting by all their advertisers and partners. And fingerprinting uses signals like your IP address, your location, your language, the software you use, the operating system, to identify devices and users on the internet.
Okay.
Now, it used to be that would be saved as cookies on our computer system so we could delete and manage.
Yeah.
But this information is not. This is saved in the advertiser's websites, not on our local machine. So we don't have storage. We don't have access to it.
Okay.
So unlike cookies, it can't be deleted easily at any time. So they have the information that they've collected without our consent, and they'll be using it to their advantage, I'm sure.
Okay. So, okay. Well, just, I guess, explain what fingerprinting exactly, just because I'm not sure I have, and I imagine some people might not know, because, I mean, we know what fingerprints are. So explain it in this term.
Yeah, so in the same thing, it's our digital fingerprint or everything and every place we do on the internet.
Okay.
And if you're doing it through Google or through Chrome, then that data is going to, in fact, be allowed to be given to the advertisers and the partners.
Okay.
So anything you do will be data that they have to build your information in their database so they can market to you more, I guess, more effectively is what they're saying.
Make sure that we have a specific ad just for you. Okay, so you cannot, again, access it as opposed to cookies. You can't delete or control it. So they're going to be collecting information that's supposed to be used for advertisers. We're always told that. Usually, if they are collecting data, that's the one reason usually we're told they at least are collecting it, right?
Exactly right. And then, you know, there have times when you could actually take yourself out of these types of management. But this one, at this point in time, we don't have that option. So, and I just want to say one thing. People may be thinking that they could use Google's incognito mode. Mm-hmm. Let's all remember that is not really private browsing. Mm-hmm. So they still know what you're doing. Your ISP still knows what you're doing and where you're going.
Okay.
So incognito is just a thing that's not there.
Yeah, it just changes color. So I guess with all of this, people use the internet for a variety of reasons. Typically, you know, in news as well, we may be investigating stories of certain nature, and you might be looking up maybe something about a crime or maybe something about wildfires, and you're looking up all kinds of things that might not be related exactly to you, but it's going to be interpreted in some way. And you talk about maybe warning about medical searches.
Exactly. So if you go to WebMD and you start searching for the little different types of afflictions, that information is going to be saved by these advertisers.
Mm.
Okay, and that's really the stuff that you don't want people to have. You know, I realize we're living in the digital world, you and I, and today we have to weigh convenience and privacy and determine our level of acceptance. So I don't agree that this should be allowed. And yeah, we'll have to see how this goes. You know, but they have 2 days before this gets, I guess you want to say, enabled. We'll see if anyone puts a stop to it or if it just continues and gets ignored, and then we're part of this fingerprinting policy.
Yeah, yeah. I feel that the advertising thing gets taken too far. People get a little too obsessed with trying to get the perfect data instead of just, you know, just make a great pitch, you know, like the old days, you know, make a jingle, get me excited. Hey, you know, I'm going to go get a burger, or I'm going to pick up some Diet Coke or whatever. You know, I just need to see a can with it opening and hear the noise. Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Refreshing.
There you go.
That's all I need. But yeah, no, I think sometimes it feels like it's a little bit too much. And then typically what happens is, you know, it always seems to start out as a way to just sell you things. But then again, it can be used for other issues, which could cause, I mean, it could be used for other things, which can cause more problems.
Yeah, think about, as you mentioned, just the health, the medical part of it, the health part. You know, this data can be sold to insurance companies, and the insurer can decide what your health risk is due to the information you looked up. So, you know, I said again, that's information that should not be used against us or even allowed to be collected without our permission, without our distinct permission.
Mm. So do you feel this could go to court or will be regulated in some way?
We're hoping that it will be. I know that the European Union has already done what they're going to do to block this because they take care of their citizens' privacy. But I do think that this will probably go to court. I don't know that it'll go to court in the next 2 days or it'll get some kind of an injunction, but we'll wait and see what happens. It's a wait and see thing now.
All right, David Snell from Xsmart IT in Wareham. And David's got the full article to read exactly what this is all about. And he's got more information there, so it's worth reading probably more closely and taking some time to think about this. Right, David?
Exactly. And it's going to give you some ideas as to how to protect yourself within the next 2 days so that perhaps if this does happen, you won't be as liable for things that you look up on the Internet.
Right.
So go to my website, yep, xsmartit.com, and click on my blog link.
xsmartit.com. David Snell, thank you so much.
Thank you, Rob.
Take care. xsmartit.com. xsmartit.com.